Yes, greetings and welcome once again to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Want to thank you for dialing in today, and I hope that this will be a blessing for you as it is for me and has been for me, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share God's Word with you. As always, it's my blessing, and I hope it is for you too. We have discussed, I think we can see in the scriptures that God is very interested and concerned about mankind having a relationship with Him through His Son, Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. He has made a way for us, and I don't think we're stretching the scriptures one little bit to say that God is interested in a heart-to-heart relationship with mankind. And I have a few more scriptures today that I would like to read to you and review and think about and meditate on these things. And I'd like to begin in Proverbs. I have several different passages from Proverbs that I would like to read to you. And I'd like to begin with Proverbs chapter 30. And I hope that you will read along or make notes and check this out later on and go through and read God's Word for your own benefit and study. But anyways, for Proverbs 30, and I'd like to read verse 12. It says, "There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness." And as I read that, I have to think about all the different religions in the world. There are people who actually feel like they can purify themselves in their own eyes. But yet, deep inside, there must be a nagging inside saying something is lacking. Just like the rich young ruler, as he came to Jesus, he realized he had kept the rules. Something was nagging at him. Something was still missing, and he knew it. He came asking questions to Jesus, and that's another subject here. But this young man was pretty exceptional, but he knew something was amiss. And this passage says, "There's a generation that are pure in their own eyes, and yet is not washed from their filthiness." Now, when we get ourselves all dirty, and we're able to wash up, there's nothing like a refreshing shower or something to get clean. It just feels so nice and so right. It's just very nice to be clean. And there's a generation of people that are not able to be washed from their filthiness. And I'm quite certain that there is something down, way down inside that's nagging, saying, "You're not clean." But yet at the same time, there's this other part that says, "But yes, I am, I'm pure." And in his own eyes, he believes he's pure. But I think it's very possible that way deep inside, when he lays his head down on his pillow, his conscience begins to question. And there's people all over the world that have different religions, different ways of trying to become pure. And we see in the Bible that there is clear direction how to do that. And there is a relational position that we have with God the Father that He provides for us, this cleansing within. And I want to not just look at only the people out there that are in all these false religions and all these strange doctrines and things that are not of the Bible, but take a look at even ourselves here and just allow God to examine the heart and to be able to wash us from all filthiness. And with that, I'd like to go on to a few other scriptures. I'll begin in Proverbs chapter 3, begin reading Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1 and a few verses here. He says, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart." So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So here we have some instruction about keeping God's commands. Keep them in our heart. Let your heart keep my commandments. There's length of days, long life, peace shall be added. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. That's what I want to kind of focus on today, the table of your heart, the table of my heart, that God has a special gift and offering for us with the table of our heart. We can write them on the table of our heart, these things that God has for us. And I'd like to go turn now to Proverbs chapter 7. And again, I'll be reading the first three verses here. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. And I want to read another passage here in just a moment. Before we do, I want you to think about this just for a moment. Man writes down laws on paper. God is interested in writing his laws on our hearts. It makes a tremendous difference. Now, we have some writing on paper, and I appreciate it. But God wants to go a step further than that. He wants to write on the table of our hearts, the tablet of our heart. He wants to write his law on our hearts. Why? Because it will bear fruit. It will make a relationship and a fellowship with him. And I believe that as we take a look at the scriptures, it's the heart of God that he wants to have more than just a written down law on paper. But he wants to write his laws on our hearts, as we've read some scriptures already pertaining to that. But I'd like to turn now to Jeremiah, and I'll be reading in chapter 31, and a few verses here, beginning in verse 31. And it says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand and bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. Now you hear the Lord here, he's saying, I led Israel and Judah by the hand. I led them out of Egypt. And he said, I had a covenant with them, but they broke it. Even though I was a husband to them, they broke it. They broke the covenant. And they went after strange gods, and they were stiff-necked people. And he said, but this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. This is verse 33. I will put my law in their inward parts. It's no longer external here. It's inward. I will put my law in their inward parts and write in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that a wonderful passage here to show us the very heart of God? He made a covenant with Israel. He led them by the hand out of bondage in Egypt. He was a husband to them, and they broke the covenant. There's many scriptures say they went a whoring after other gods. They did just like the heathen all around them. They stumbled and they fell to false gods. But God said, I'm not going to cast them off. I'm not going to do away completely with them, but I'm going to make a new covenant with them. And I'm going to put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. And it's a wonderful, wonderful plan that God has. And I see that his heart is going out to his people and mankind. He said, I will forgive them their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Why? Because he has put his truth in the inward parts, written on the tables of their hearts. It's no more external. It's from the inside. It is a wonderful covenant that God is making. And guess where that covenant came from? It came through Jesus Christ, the Savior of all mankind. That covenant, I believe, was put in place by the sacrifice of his Son. And he became a mediator, as we talked about, a mediator between God and man, Jesus Christ. And those laws can be written upon our hearts, making a difference from the inside out and giving glory and blessing to the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth. May God bless you as you meditate on these things. Read these scriptures over. Go and study and see the heart of God here and hear what he's saying to us. He wants to write on the table of your heart. God bless you as you think on these things.